Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned into yet another show of Nye Airwaves. Live, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. We have a great show for you this evening, debuting a new single from the one, the only Mike Franzen. He'll be later in the studio for an exclusive interview, as always. Coming up next, we have our hot gossip. Spill the Tea is up next with Graham to the Emmy. Coming at you with some brand new gossip on politics, strange articles, your favorite celebrity gossip, and so much more. We're going to bring in some new tracks of the day as well as old school tracks of the day. Kicking it off with Omarion's new single, Distance, along with a few more new tracks from our favorite Billboard and Chop charting charts. Again, our first new track of the day is Omarion, Distance. Stay tuned for our hot gossip.
The distance between our bodies made me feel like I want you. Can I feel back up on you? The distance between our bodies. Girl, you whine like a warrior. Put me gun in your holster. Distance between us, oh yeah, oh yeah. Chicken, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Y'all come closer to me.
Y'all come closer to me.
So much distance between us. Top Chevy in a Gucci low, but I'm trying to put you in a red. So girl, don't get concerned. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Roll tide like crimson. That's how I like my baby. Like I like my chicken. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Y'all come closer to me.
Y'all come closer to me.
So much distance between us.
to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you. Lately, you just made me work too hard for you. Got me on flights overseas and I still can't get across to you. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectation. Last night, I came to a realization. And I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bomba, sit down, bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with me. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from this friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert. Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do love you, but it's
Howard Hewitt.
For the lover in you, this ring.
Girl, I'm gonna make this a night to remember that. Get ready, ready tonight. I'm gonna make this a night to remember that.
Club Nouveau.
Look at all these boomers surrounding me every day. I just need some time, some time to get away from all these rumors. Can't take it no more.
Radio. And John John of Troop.
To school each day. And wait for you to pass my way. And bells start to ring. And angels start to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you.
With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Ziola Gay and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California using our group code, Jay Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airways Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
I won't die blue. Sugar, yeah. Cause I know you. Ooh, oh, how many eyes have seen them dream. Oh, how many arms have felt them dream. How many hearts, baby, have felt the world stand still.
It's great. I'm Chida Amy. Get your lemon tea, raspberry tea, peach tea, green tea, and my personal favorite, sweet tea from McDonald's. Shoot, sugar, I know springtime is here, and I'm so ready for flip-flop, sundress, warm weather. I am so ready for it. But most importantly, who's ready for this here gossip? All right, now. First and foremost, let's speak on da-da-da-da-da, Cat Williams. Yeah, baby, Cat Williams. Oh, yeah, it ain't over till it's over. Cat Williams is ordered to pay $86,000 in pool star assault lawsuit. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Cat Williams ordered to pay $86,000 in pool star assault lawsuit. The comedian has been ordered to pay more than $86,000 in damages stemming from the lawsuit filed by a pool supply store employee who claimed that Williams clocked him in the face at the same time when he was still recovering from brain surgery, according to the plaintiff Paul Lovely's story. Lovely claimed in his suit that Williams came into Leslie Poole Supplies in Gainesville, Georgia in February 2016 and piled 30 to 35 items on the countertop. According to Love, when he began to ring up the items, Williams left the store and returned quite a while later, claiming that Love hadn't rung up the items because Love was a racist. Mr. Williams flew into a rage, berating Mr. Lovely, punching him in the face, hurling merchandise at him, and interfering numerous times with Mr. Lovely's attempts to call 911. Love's law firm said this Wednesday. Love had undergone brain surgery 2 months prior to the incident, according to his lawyers. On Wednesday, a Hawes County state judge handed down the award after ordering a default judgment when Williams failed to answer Lovely's complaint. The damages were awarded to cover past medical expenses, pain and suffering, intentional infliction and emotional distress, and punitive damages, as well as court costs. Well, Cap, you done dug you another hole once again. And y'all already know, this ain't the first time Cat been in court. Oh no. Cat been arrested multiple times throughout his career, especially during the fact that during around the Pimp Chronicle days when he was doing his comedy series and sketches and carrying on and going on tour. Oh yeah, that's far from done with Cat. And I think because Cat has a history of being, you know, smoking that stuff, being a little bit high as a cat in most cases. You don't know whether he being serious or he just high and he going out of rage based on what he see. Because based on strands of marijuana, you don't never, ever, 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 ever know if they had taken uppers, downers, or both. And you don't know what type of mindset that man was in when he first walked in. And he just left out without being rung up, claiming that the young man was a racist or prejudiced. Cat, something is wrong. Either you was high, wasn't in your right mind, or you just wasn't in your right mind by yourself. But honey, let somebody come up to me and try to snatch my wig off and throw stuff at me, you getting beat to a pulp on camera or not. It was self-defense. All right, moving on. Here's a little bit about that movie here, Get Out. Y'all know Get Out, Jordan Peele from Key and Peele's movie that's been a blockbuster hit. Jordan Peele's Get Out earns rare perfect critic scores. All right, now. Jordan Peele has made his directorial debut with the multi-genre thriller Get Out. And all the reviews are coming back positive. Literally, all of them. The movie currently has a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes with 27 positive reviews thus far. Though, of course, as more reviews come in, that score can change. But it's a solid performance for Peele's first time directing, with reviewers raving about the film. Get Out tells the story of an interracial couple who reached the meet the parents stage. Danielle Kaluuya's character, Chris, knows that going to his girlfriend's rural hometown would likely lead to a few awkward conversations, and is prepared to speak about the difference in their skin color. However, Chris grows more and more desperate as he comes to realize that the town has a history of making black men completely disappear. Peele's directorial debut is a complex, accomplished genre hybrid that should alter his business card, wrote film critic Brian Tallarico. Adding, Get Out feels fresh and sharp in a way that studio horror movies almost never do. Here's another one. Jordan Peele's Get Out is the most stringent studio release in the years.
a slow-building, often hilarious horror thriller built upon a dead-serious idea that a black man walking alone through white suburbs is in much danger as the slasher flick teenager. And it's good because, of course, you know, Get Out came out in late February. And just seeing the fact that there's positive responses about the movie and about his writing skills, I'm so happy. I'm beyond happy on the real deal, Kill Bill. I'm very, very happy and proud of Jordan. Because as we know, Jordan with Key and Peele are known for their film, Keanu. And they're known for their show, Key and Peele on Comedy Central, which is relatively known to be comedies. It's known to be breathtaking, gut-busting, stupid little comedies that catch your attention. And I'm just like, ooh-wee, to create something that has so much depth to it and so much detail. And so far, you're getting positive remarks. And of course, you're going to get your positives and your negatives and things around them areas and lines and sorts. But, and there is a but. You never know where your next blessing is going to come from or where who's watching and what's watching. I'm just glad that Jordan has taken a step aside from the comedy game and got serious and making you a multi-million dollar financial investment and achievement. So proud of you. Coming up next, we're going to take a break and play one of our first throwbacks of the day. I don't want to announce them. I just want y'all to get down with the groove and get a surprise going. But coming up next, we all know and love her. We know her as Precious, as well as Cookie's amazing assistant on Empire. Gabby Sidibe tells her story about how she lost her weight and details on why. Stay tuned, sugars.
Everybody, put your hands together. Thank you.
babies, we back up in this thing. Like a chicken wing. Let's take a sip of tea. Oh, three. Three. So good, so fresh. All right, sugars, let's get back into this agosha. As I said before, Miss Gabby, yes, Miss Gabby, Sidibe on her dramatic weight loss. Oh my gosh, have y'all seen the pictures? As we all know, Precious or Cookie Lion's close assistant, Miss Gabby, she has lost a lot of weight. Especially with finding out the shocking news of her possibly having type 2 diabetes. Gabby Sidibe on her dramatic weight loss. I did it so I can walk around comfortably in heels. Gabby Sidibe's significant weight loss is not your imagination. With the book about to come out, the Empire actress is talking about the weight loss surgery she had nearly a year ago and has kept a secret until now. A diagnosis of type 2 diabetes apparently helped Sidibe make up her mind about getting laparoscopic bariatric surgery in May. I truly didn't want to worry about all the effects that goes along with diabetes, she tells Shimmernim. This is just my face. Try not to stare. Her first memoir. It's an excerpt from her first memoir as well. I genuinely would worry all the time about losing my toes, Sidibe said, who goes by the nickname Gabby. In the book, she also writes about her battles with depression, anxiety, bulimia, and other things as well. It's unclear when the diagnosis occurred, but she writes that after more than a decade of trying to lose weight naturally, going under the knife wasn't taking the easy way out. My surgeon said they cut my stomach in half. This would limit my hunger and capacity to eat. My brain chemistry would change and I'd want to eat healthier. I'll take that. My lifelong relationship with food had to change, she writes. Since getting surgery, she's made changes in her diet and exercise. And like she said, it's so much of an easier way out. In October, she became a model for Lane Bryant. And in January, Sidibe posted a shot of herself heading to the gym. Fans started noticing the 33-year-old shape changing in pictures and posts on Instagram, with BET calling attention to one particular selfie in early September. Still, she is keeping her weight loss off of the official radar, offering advice to the same month to the mother of the overweight 12-year-old girl on a Watch What Happens Live after show that basically said, help your daughter to find something she truly loves about herself and stick it out. Since Precious, her resume has grown, including the role on The Big C, American Horror Story, and most recently, Empire. The last one, by the way, was originally slated to be filled by a boyish petite Caucasian girl. But during that Precious period and 4 years afterwards, the topic of weight loss seemed to be a non-starter. Talking with Oprah in 2009, she defended her size. Having embarked on her first diet at 6, she had finally decided, I love myself no matter what my body looked like and what other people thought about my body. I got tired of feeling bad all the time, and I got tired of hating myself. Years later, Sidibe has addressed her weight loss, not for appearance sake, but for reasons along the lines of what Stern highlights so bluntly. It's about health. It has taken me years to realize of what I was born with all beautiful. She writes in her book, I did not get the surgery to be beautiful. I did it so I could walk around comfortably in my heels. I wanted to do a cartwheel. I want not to be in pain every time I walk up a flight of stairs. This is my face. This is just my face. Try not to stare. Comes out this May. I'm excited, shoot. You go ahead, Gabby girl. I'm happy for you, sugar. Because honestly and truly, it's a lot of women out here who don't even have the strength to get up or do a sit-up. Point blank, period. And they smaller than you, baby. Or smaller than what you was. So, sugar, I can honestly say I'm proud of you for that. The fact that you're doing it for yourself and for your health reasons. Because let me tell you, diabetes affects people in many different ways. It can affect your organs. It can affect your reproductive system. It can affect you in many, many ways possible. So, baby, I'm proud of you. Personally, and seeing them pics of you on Instagram, girl, you look so good. I have to say it, and I'm not just jumping on the bandwagon because I'm reading these here articles. It's because I honestly, truly want to support her. Like, for real, for real. I want to support her as much as I possibly can. So, baby, you do the doggone thing. You go, girl. I love it. I love showing our big girls love and inspiration and just being a positive influence and not going around shaking your giblets all in people's faces just for some money or because you were a celebrity. Enjoy your curves, licks, sizes, and everything else, sugar. I am absolutely positivity proud of you. All right, moving on. Let's get into this next here article. Well, babies, it's a little bit of health stuff. If you have, and this is an update for all y'all, so pay attention to this. If you see these white stripes on chicken, there may be a health problem with the bird. Chicken is often seen as a healthier alternative to red meat, but depending on the wholesomeness of the chicken, that may not be true. Uh-oh, here we go now. Certain visual cues comes to be a warning. Compassion and World Farming released a video on YouTube aiming to educate the public about white stripes they may see on raw chicken. According to the organization, pieces of chicken that have white fat running through the meat could be not only bad, but dangerous to consume. The white stripes are a result of the bird being raised on conditions that are not healthy. Reports shows that the new studies that many chickens raised in factory-like farms develop muscle tissue disorders, which occur because the chickens are genetically modified to grow faster, and as a result, they grow too big too fast. Which I told you about them GMOs and them injections to make food look bigger and juicier and more appealing to the eye. Because we all know we eat with our eyes first before anything else. Two of the most frequent disorders seen because of these conditions are woody breasts and white striping. The organization said these conditions seriously impact the quality of the meat, which could result in more fat, less protein, and a tough texture. Woody breast, like white stripes, is related to abnormal muscle development and causes an abnormally stiff texture. Try lean chicken. Won't do any, and won't have any of the white stripes, said UK Independent. Generally, fat can be seen along the sides of the slices of meat and not through the center. A study published last year that a severity of white striping has increased in recent years and found in present in 96% of 285 birds they tested. A study shows in 2013 that chicken breasts with white stripes can contain up to 224% more fat than normal ones. Well, babies, y'all see now, them white stripes ain't for nothing, and that ain't veining, that's fat, and that can make y'all sick. That can make each and every one of us sick, absolutely sick. So make sure y'all go on and check out y'all chicken real good now. Even when you get ready to buy it or you have bought it, go back
And I mean go back and really observe. Put your glasses on and your monocle on top of it and your magnifying glass and make sure you ain't got none of them stripes on there or that woody texture, whatever they want to call it. Because, baby, that ain't nothing to play with. It's so sad. Because I told y'all about the GMOs and the genetically modified organisms and carrying on. And all that stuff ain't good for you, baby, because definitely I have changed my diet. I ain't been eating none of that junk no more. None of it. And the only thing that I eat is fish and chicken. And I've cut out chicken completely. So now it's fish, and pretty much fish shall be gone pretty soon. Moving on, let's get into this next article before we get into our next throwback of the day. Man filmed woman having relations with a dog in Louisiana. Yep, I said it. Man filmed woman having relations with a dog in Louisiana. In Shreveport, to be exact. We gonna talk about this, we gonna read this article a little bit and talk about it right after the break. Two people were arrested after a Louisiana woman allegedly had sexual relations with a dog. According to jail booking reports, 24-year-old Selena Cabrera and 42-year-old Booker Thomas were taken into custody earlier this week after an officer received a complaint that Cabrera was allegedly having relations with Thomas's dog. Oh my gosh. We're going to finish reading up about that right after the break. Here's the second throwback of the day.
Would you be a happy boy or a girl? All right, babies, we back up in here. So, finishing off this article, Thomas allegedly filmed the sexual relations encounter. Cabrera had been charged with crimes against nature, while Thomas has been charged with principal to crimes against nature. A city spokeswoman told Chimenem that Cabrera is employed at the Caddo Parish Animal Shelter kennel worker and has been on administrative since before her arrest. Y'all is some nasty people around here. Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, that's nasty. Now, you know like I know. Like, you know like I know. That's nasty. Who in a right mind would have a you can't even have relations with no dog. That's what make it even worse. You can't have no relations with no dog. That's nasty. Who do that? Who in their right mind gonna do that? That's relations with a dog, for peep's sake. That thing, your parts don't even go together. Who does that? Your parts don't go together. That dog's parts ain't meant with yours. I want to know what type of... Maybe she performed an oral act on the dog. I don't know. Either way, both of y'all need to go to jail because y'all just nasty. Or go into a psych ward or something. But, oh my God, that's just... That's nasty. All right, y'all. Moving on. Here's another shocking article, because we're getting ready to get ready for our exclusive interview with the amazing Mark Franzen, a.k.a. Mnemonic. Exclusive interview with the upcoming artist and debuting his second single, his newest single, right here on our airwaves and Faces of Success Radio. Two teens arrested in the theft of an AR-15 from unmarked Orlando car. Orlando police have arrested a teenager and man they said stole an AR-15 from an unmarked police vehicle. Last month, the vehicle and other cars were burglarized at the Lake Nona Watermark Apartments. The AR-15 was taken from the police officer's car, including the gun mount locking device, which police said was properly secured. Which they said it was. Keyword said. But obviously it wasn't, sugar. Police identified William Phillips, 17, as the suspect. Orange County deputies found the weapon Saturday while investigating a shots fired call on Jansen Street and South Buena Vista Avenue. People said in a 911 call, someone is shooting off a gun at the intersection. A stolen AR-15 was found behind the street in the area, along with a bag full of cocaine. Oh my God. Anthony Bush, 26, was arrested at the scene on charges of cocaine possession and grand theft. Phillips lives close by, and police were able to arrest him Wednesday. He was charged with armed burglary, grand theft, and criminal mischief. It's not clear how Bush got the stolen gun. There is no indication that Bush and Phillips knew each other. We know William Phillips was definitely in the vehicle. He committed the burglary, and now he committed it worked. We're still looking for. Sergeant Joe Capice of the Orlando DP said, the department is now having its officers take the guns out of the cruisers after the end of each shift to prevent car theft. Well, that's something y'all should have been doing, El Stupos. That's something y'all should have been doing. Because honestly, truly, I don't feel bad for y'all. I don't. I don't feel bad for never one of y'all. Because y'all know doggone well, y'all ain't supposed to be leaving them doggone guns in your car for someone to have access to that you claim was secure. But obviously, y'all ain't paying no type of attention whatsoever. So shame on you. Ain't shame on them. Well, it is shame on them children for taking them doggone cars. But and them guns and possession of cocaine. Oh, child, please. But shame. Shame on y'all. Shame. All right, babies. It's time for me to get off this here microphone and get into this here throwback of the day and also our new music. But coming up next, it is time for our exclusive interview with artist Mnemonic, a.k.a. Mark Franzen, debuting his debut single of 2017, well, his second single, rather, right here exclusively on our airwaves on Faces of Success Radio. Stay tuned, sugars.
what I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I'm messed up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I'm messed up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Ooh, I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Ooh, I'll never be like you. How do I make you wanna stay? Hate sleeping on my own, missing the way you taste. Now I mess up and I miss you. I'll never be like you. Stop looking at me with those eyes, like I could disappear and you wouldn't care why. Now I messed up and I'm missing you.
Out on the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala Benefit, Saturday, May 6, 2017, in Ontario, California, on behalf of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and Youth Helpers, honoring Marvin Gaye with a Marvin Gaye Music Extravaganza and performances by GQ, Howard Hewitt, Chico DeBarge, Radio, Carl Carlton, and Club Nouveau. Get your tickets now at facesofsuccessradio.com or jmichaelsteamentertainment.com. Whoa. Dress code enforced and VIP seating available.
All right, everyone, it is time for our exclusive interview portion of the show. Welcome back, welcome back. It is your girl, Nye, and you are tuned in to Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. All right, let's introduce our special guest of the evening, Meek Mike Franzen. father of a beautiful daughter, devoted future husband, and music lover. But did I mention a musical poet? Beginning his journey at age 13, truly inspired by his mother, whose profession was in ballet, and a father whom was a musician, guitar being his specialty. Now, attending college, majoring in audio production and lyricism, Mike, better known as Mnemonic, is taking his career to a whole nother level, releasing his first single, If I Could, in 2015, but now coming at us with an exclusive release of his new single, No Fear. All right, everyone, please welcome the one, the only, Mike Franzen. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for being in the studio, and I am super excited for your new single.
Yeah, we've been putting in a lot of work over here.
Absolutely. So, first and foremost, I gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Mike Franzen really is.
I'm a father first. I'm a God-fearing man. I'm a producer, electrician, electrical technician, a poet. I like to create. That's what I like to do. I like to take nothing and make it out of something. And I like to fix things that are broken.
Okay. So, Mike Franzen, you said you're into music, you have a passion for music, your singles, you actually have a single prior to this new release. So, first and foremost, tell us how you created your stage name, per se, before we get into how you got into music.
Mnemonic came from the definition of repetition of patterns in order to remember. When I started recording, I would do several takes. That way, when I stepped up to the mic, I would be ready with no paper, no phone, nothing in hand, so that I could put more personality into it and more soul into what I'm saying.
So is the naming, is the spelling of Mnemonic similar to the official word and the definition, or did you change it up a little bit to make it your own?
I did change up. I added a K instead of a C at the end, just to give it a little flavor for myself. I'm sorry.
Okay, so do you prefer to go by Mike, or would you prefer being called Mnemonic?
The one thing about Mnemonic is a lot of people seem to, it has a sound of demonic, which has a completely wrong term from what I'm coming from, right? So Mnemonic is really came from a couple years ago. So really, when I talk to people, when I perform, I go by Mike or Michael, either one.
Okay, so was this name given to you per se, or did you just come up with the idea on your own?
I came up with the idea on my own. I catch on the patterns very well. That's one thing that I do. And our heartbeats, our pattern, our beat per minute in our songs.
Okay. So would you say your specialty is catching on to timing and rhythmic patterns when it comes to music?
Oh, most definitely. I like to take a song and ride whatever kind of angle I can on whatever kind of dynamic possible.
Okay. So, taking it back to the beginning of your journey, what would you say started it all for you as far as being an inspiration to start music?
My father, he was a guitarist, so I think it kind of runs in my blood. My mother's a ballerina, so the rhythm, it stays in her blood also. I started playing guitar when I was about 13 years old. And since then, it's just been a passion for music ever since. About 2013, they started coming out with all these DAWs and VSTs that I had just become aware of. And that's when the real creation started beginning, to where I could actually produce and have something recorded to where I could put out to other people's ears.
Okay. So, who would you say are the top people, aside from your parents, of course, that influenced you in breaking into the industry?
Oh, man. I couldn't even give you 5 people. I could say that I pull one piece of every artist I hear. I'm a very eclectic person. I like jazz, blues, reggae, rock, you know, 80s, hardcore, heavy metal. So when I stepped into rap, it was more of an environmental thing because I'm from Houston, Texas. And now becoming a producer, I seem to give the artist a canvas to paint on.
Okay. So you pull inspiration from everywhere. That's absolutely amazing. And you have to be able to pull inspiration from everywhere, especially to be a well-rounded artist. Like, of course, there's people who are stuck in a certain genre, like rappers are for hip-hop or vocalists are for whatever genre they may be comfortable with. But being able to bend and shape in different genres is so important. That's what makes legends who they are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So we've got the musical inspiration from your parents. Your mother was a dancer. Your father was a musician. And when did you finally realize, at what age did you finally realize that this is my dream? This is something that I definitely want to create.
13.
So were you writing lyrics out at 13? Were you just messing around and just playing around with music and creativity? Or were you writing serious content?
I haven't got deep into creating complete songs until I was maybe 27.
Okay.
When I started, in order to improve my skill level, I would learn other people's songs. Mm-hmm. And I was a poet. So, playing guitar, I would learn anybody's songs that I could, and I would just be a poet. I never made the two connections until I graduated from ITT, and that's when I started to actually see the world around us and start seeing, maybe I can tell the stories that we live and get them to relate to the listener.
Okay. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So you call yourself a poet. Would you define your artwork as poetry, or how exactly would you define your artwork?
The way I define it is rhythm and poetry. You know, rap, rhythm and poetry.
Okay, so you're more so into yourself as a poet rather than, and really and truly, rap is poetry. It's poetry with a beat or poetry with music. It's rhythmic poetry. So I definitely get that as calling yourself a poet rather than just, oh, I'm a rapper. No, I am a musical poet. I dig that. I definitely do. I dig that.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're moving forward in your career, and you work on your first single. So let's talk about that.
The first single came from, I was on the internet actually uploading a lot of songs. I would do a song a day while I was in school. And I started catching a lot of attention like that. And I met up with a man that came from Dallas. And he came down to visit. And he made a couple connections. And we started realizing that we're not as different as we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
As human beings, we have more similarities than anything. And once we realized that we were brothers and we were both children of God, that's when the walls came down and we were able to connect.
That's awesome. So tell us the name of the song for us one more time.
The first single is called If I Could, and this latest single is called No Fear.
All right, so we're going to take a break for a moment and play your first single before we get into the new music. Super excited. And would you, Mnemonic, a.k.a. Mr. Mike Franz, and do us the honor to introduce your very first single?
All right. Hey, guys, this is Mnemonic. I hope you enjoy listening to our first creation. It's on the market, too, if you'd like to download it. You know, I'm trying to support my family with this, and it's a rough dream to chase, but I won't ever stop.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. This is Mnemonic's first single, if I
could. Tune in to GMTRadio.com or the TuneIn Radio in the App Store.
That's why I let you do the talking. Maybe that's what talking's for.
I let my head down at night on this pillow, wondering why all my dreams are so up high. Up in the clouds, I tried to pull one down, but everything came crashing down on top of me. Now I've been looking at the different sights of other tragedies. Could this be the last of me? I feel like I've been giving everything to get nothing in return. So you keep telling me I'm supposed to be, but all I keep seeing is how I keep living in misery. Trying to figure out why I've been giving up so much, cause no matter what, you ain't there in the clutch. I'm just trying to figure out what to even do next, cause each and every time I go and give it, man, I'm not getting it back. So go ahead and keep on stepping off in each direction, telling me how I'm supposed to be living, but you can't even tell me how I've been feeling is real. So now you're taking the wheel, you're ripping it right, you keep on taking us off the road, and now I'm asking so many questions.
Listen, listen, when I speak twice, fisting, fixing this leak pipe. Every time I fall, I'ma stand back up with my eyes to the sky while I sleep nights. They tried to mold me, they tried to break me, they tried to hold me down, but I ain't let them. So I kept on moving with that scarlet letter. Now I'm no longer bitter, cause I'm better. Keep on working without recognition. Pistons missing, cause I'm quick to vision. All I want is a better life for my daughter. Now I'm slowly learning how to be a better father. Isn't this hip-hop what it's made for? What I came for, isn't that what you paid for? I've been in a cage for too long. Now I'm breaking now, cause I'm too gone. Priority in order, sober, closer, with a closed door holder open. I'm coping, motion fluid like an ocean coasting, hoping that I don't float in. So now I give it my all, hold on tight so that we won't fall. Never look down, never look back, so I'm breaking through these walls. Mentally you're scared, so be brave. You can never turn back this week's page. We've all got something to say, creatively leave it out on a page. So yes, the tension it builds up, and the stress levels could fill cups, but I'll never succumb to the violence. In fact, I'll leave it right behind me.
Everyone, you just heard If I Could by the one, the only Mike Franzen, aka Mnemonic. So I'm sure the listeners were feeling that a little bit, because I know I am, and I'm sure they're going to give an amazing response back in the comments as soon as they hear this. So what inspired If I Could? I mean, there's so many different ways to come up with stories, or something that's a past story, or even telling someone else's story through your creative process. So what inspired If I Could?
Looking for truth. We started asking questions. that's what inspired it.
Okay.
Against the corporate monotony, I started realizing, you know, people are stepping on people just to get to a higher position in life. And that's when I kind of started pulling back and taking a look and asking some questions. And I was praying and asking God. And that's kind of where it started. And when you hear no fear, you can hear the complete transformation on where I started and where I'm at now.
Okay. So, what would you say is your truth when you're in the booth or you're creating, as you're finding who you are and shaping who you are as an artist? What exactly is your truth?
To let my soul dance freely.
Okay.
And to not be constricted, to not be put in a box, not be labeled, to just be myself. And if it could benefit anybody else, they don't have to be somebody else or try to be popular or the best or the fastest or the greatest, you know? We're not seeking glory for ourselves, we're seeking glory for the Lord.
Absolutely. So here's a question from one of our listeners, and they're always submitting when I'm in this little group message I have of the new artists that I have coming onto the show, as well as special guests. This is from Marissa, and she wants to know, if you could work with any artist, deceased or alive, who would it be?
Probably Toby Mac. He's really been inspiring my daughter lately, which has really been inspiring myself. And that's really taking a new direction for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, is your daughter trying to get on the mic too?
Oh, we actually sing it together.
Oh.
But yeah, she's on the mic. She actually has a couple parts of some material that I've done. If you go farther back, but I haven't released them officially. It's more unofficial material. But yeah, she loves to sing.
All right, so we have a singer in the family. Do you think she's going to be a new poet, or is she just going to be, like, doing the background melody and everything for your next songs?
Would you like to ask her?
Sure.
Kayla, are you going to be a singer?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, that's great. So we have the new single out. Talk to us about that, because I'm excited. I know everybody else is too. Once they get a sneak peek of it, and tell us where we can purchase the first single as well as the new single.
Oh, I've got everything distributed through CD Baby. So Amazon, Rumblefish, Spotify, iTunes, you can find it all there. I also have a site called beastbeats.net where I sell all of my productions.
Okay, you said beastbeats.net?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
BeastBeats.net.
Awesome. So, let's talk about the new single.
Oh, man. This new single, I really can't take credit for, because JR, I gave him full creativity on it.
Okay.
And he took the song in a direction, and I just really followed. And I was the producer of the song itself,
mm-hmm.
and he really did his thing on it, and I can't take credit for this song. I can just say that I just tried to keep up with this man.
Oh, that's amazing. So the first one, your first official single, rather, was If I Could. And now this one is entitled No Fear. So tell us a little bit of backstory as we get it cued into the studio, what No Fear is about.
No Fear is about getting into the Word, opening the book, which makes me open my eyes. It's about not fearing man, but fearing the Lord and walking in His ways.
Mm.
It's about not being scared, being brave, and being able to overcome, because life is not easy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that drive inside, A wise man once said, if there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely. So would you say that your musical poetry is Christian-driven, or is it from all walks of life?
It is from all walks of life, and lately I seem to be going more towards gospel.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll end up there as an established artist. And if not, you know, I'll still be speaking truth, but either way, I'll be creating.
That's awesome. So everyone, as we get a cue into the studio, this is Mnemonic's new single right here exclusively on my airwaves. This is No Fear.
BeastBeats.net.
Truth until it's done. Pastors hate the truth cause it's affecting they lingering. In the back room, splitting up your tithes and offering. Living lovely while you give your last and still suffering. It's really your fault cause you don't ask questions. Following the crowd, a victim of social learning. Boy, I go against the grain in the name of the King. Yeshua the Christ, the King of all kings. Yeah, you heard me correct. I said Yeshua the Christ, the King of all kings. Yo, when I say Yeshua, I'm talking about the Hebrew. And that means Savior, the Deliverer. Yeah.
Don't fear, my heart, I only fear the Most High. Going hard for the kingdom till the day that I die. Don't fear, my heart, I only fear the Most High. Going hard for the kingdom till the day that I die. Don't fear, kill the body, you will never give my soul. No fear, kill the body, you will never give my soul. No fear, kill the body, you will never give my soul. Judgment is coming, let the truth be told. No fear, my heart, I only fear the Most High. Going hard for the kingdom to the day that I die. No fear, my heart, I only feel the Most High. Going hard for the kingdom to the day that I die. No fear, no fear.
Yeah, you heard what he said. You can kill my flesh and body, but I'll never end up dead. And my soul will keep on rising cause it's written in the text. Yes, embedded in my head with this pencil stenciled the lead. We keep on pushing through Houston where we chop and screw the feds. I know they want me dead. Investigate these hackers. Check, check, 1, 2. Is this mic on? High profile, riding with my lights on at nighttime with my songs. Stay in the pages, it reads through the ages. 7 things the Lord detests before I'm stumbling and raging. He seek me out and chase me down, so now I learned the truth. Now that I fear him, I'm humble and better he's hearing too. All the goals that I'm setting, I'm repenting, I've been forgiven, forgetting all the pain I've been giving. Inside a line, roar, shut. Now cowards, I record, no I don't tour, and this mic is devoured.
We're back in the studio, everyone, with Mike Franzen, a.k.a. Mnemonic. And he said that he wants to give a few special shout-outs to some friends and partners in crime of his. Go ahead, Mike.
I'd like to just give a shout-out to Crown King Clothing for sponsoring me. They've been really solid. And Team Honor to Mini for being such a great part and asset to my, how would I say it?
To your brand. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, shout out to them. Absolutely. So,
I would also like to say, that I love my fiance very much, Kimberly.
Oh.
I want to give a special shout out to my mother also for doing everything she could to make sure that her son's dreams can come true.
That's beautiful. Shout out to mom. Shout out to wifey. Hey. And shout also, out to the team.
Mm-hmm. Also, little brother, you better be getting the 4.0.
All right. So reeling it back in here, Mnemonic, what's up next for you? You've got the new single out. Are there any upcoming performances, any bookings or anything coming up? What's coming up next for you?
I've performed maybe 5 times. Touring really isn't an option because it's I'm father first. But what comes next is I've just enrolled in school for audio engineering and songwriting.
All right. And,
yes, ma'am. Got the midterm tomorrow. So we're just going to keep stepping up our game from here. And the next song that I'm making is for one of my best friends, and his name is Chase. And I'm really excited about the project.
That's awesome. Make sure you forward that over to us as well. We want to show as much love for upcoming artists and production and musical poets as much as we possibly can. Definitely. So, Mnemonic.
Yes.
We've got the new single coming out. We've got you enrolling into school for, well, you're enrolled in school for audio production and lyricism. How can we keep up with you and all your endeavors? Do you have an official website, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram? How can we keep up with you?
Okay. Instagram is XMNGMONIKX. Reverb Nation is the same. Twitter is Free Mika, FreeMika. SoundCloud is Mnemonic. Where else do I have? I got thebeastbeats.net, which I try to update daily and keep everybody on point with what I'm doing. And then we got our official stores where I can be found.
All right. And also, shout out to you because you got a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You,
you're welcome. And make sure you turn up today. Honestly, make sure you turn up. Absolutely. Turn the whole place upside down because it is your special day. We're going to continue forth and play your new single as well as your very first single. And we thank you so much, Mnemonic, for being in the studio.
I thank you, Nair, for the opportunity. And shout out to Basic Success Radio for being such an awesome station to work with.
Shout out, shout out.
BeastBeats.net.
Look into my eyes,
and tell me what you see. I ain't never been a coward, always been a straight G. Yo, haters like to hate, cause you can never be me. Boy, I stand for the truth, so I will always be free. I will never hold my tongue, speak the truth until it's done. Pastors hate the truth, cause it's affecting they lingering. In the back room, splitting up your ties and offering. Living lovely while you give your last and still suffering. It's really your fault, cause you don't ask questions. Following the crowd, a victim of social learning. Boy, I go against the grain, in the name of the King. Yeshua the Christ, the King of all kings. Yeah, you heard me correct. I say Yeshua the Christ, the King of all kings. Yeah, when I say Yeshua, I'm talking about the Hebrew. And that means Savior, the Deliverer. Yeah.
Blessed, mortal, and fit the most high. Pour a heart for the kingdom to the day that I die. No fear, mortal, and fit the most high. Pour a heart for the kingdom to the day that I die. No fear, kill the body, you will never give my soul. No fear, kill the body, you will never give my soul. No fear, kill the body, you will never give my soul. Judgment is coming, let the truth be told. No fear, my heart only feel the most high. Going hard for the kingdom to the day that I die. No fear, my heart only feel the most high. Going hard for the kingdom to the day that I die. No fear, no fear.
Yeah, you heard what you said. You can kill my flesh and body, but I'll never end up dead. And my soul will keep on rising, cause it's written in the text. Yes, embedded in my head, with this pencil stenciled the lead. We keep on pushing through Houston, where we chop and screw the feds. I know they want me dead, investigate these hackers. Check, check, 1, 2, is this mic on? High profile, riding with my lights on at nighttime with my songs. Stay in the pages, it reads through the ages. 7 things the Lord detests before I'm stumbling and raging. He seek me out and chase me down, so now I learned the truth. Now that I fear him, I'm humble and better he's hearing too. All the goals that I'm setting, I'm repenting, I've been forgiven, forgetting all the pain I've been given. I've been stopping inside a line, roar, shutting out cowards. I record, no, I don't roar, and this mic is devoured.
Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do love you, but it's
Howard Hewitt.
For the lover in you, this ring.
Girl, I'm gonna make this a night to remember.
Get ready, ready tonight.
I'm gonna make this a night to remember.
Club Nouveau.
Look at all these rumors.
Radio. And John John of Troop.
To school each day and wait for you to pass my way.
And bells start to ring and angels start to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you gonna do?
With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Ziola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airways Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
I felt the world stand still. Ooh, millions never, and millions never will, baby. I'm